And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 440. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Breakman the Bold and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. Eric is on assignment in Las Vegas at the Bunny Ranch. Props to MXT for pointing that out before the show. Oh, my God. We got to go from harmonica to jug. What is this? Am I talking to Kid Rock? What's going on here? What's going on? What's going on, gentlemen?
I have been hijacked, bamboozled, taken over.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My name in chat has been stolen, and there are things coming in the chat that are just – they're not things that I would ever say, but
– Like what?
I'm being violated here.
Violated. Oh, man. I got to look at chat here. What's going on? Driving home.
Actually, I don't really know what he's talking about.
Rocket Raccoon.
He was driving. He was apparently, I was driving home with Mrs. Freak. I don't know why.
Yeah. I have no idea why that is. Breakman, is there something we should know? Are you
no?
Are you, no.
Let's move on.
What? Oh, okay. Let's just move on. How you guys doing?
Okay.
How's Mrs. Free? I mean, how's Mrs. Breakman? Breakman.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Right on, man.
We'll talk about Mrs. Freakman.
Okay.
I'm going to call her Mrs. Freakman from now on.
Freakman. Right on, guys. We're going to have a shortened show today. No news. So we're going to get straight into Twitter questions after Mug tells us how he's doing minus harmonica and minus a jug. Is Mug there?
You said something about jugs. Now I'm interested.
I know. I'm interested too. Let's call Mug back. I don't know what the hell's going on here, man. All right, Jesus Christ, man. This fucking thing is bugging out. Just start with the Twitter questions break while I try to get.
I was kind of waiting for Maury to get back.
Okay, let's.
Because there's a would you rather from, you know who.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just move on. We can come back to that. Let me see here. You were responding to somebody. Certainly, since I'm a big fan of RPGs, I'm quite intrigued, says The Masquerade.
Oh, yeah. Podcast. That's another podcast. Had a good little interaction with somebody from their podcast. You have all the information there, Breakman. I still am trying to get...
here's Frank. You've probably never heard anything like the train wreck you will hear.
Oh, it's never.
this is
the worst, dude. There's a reason why we've been out here 9 years, Break. I mean, come on, man. Like 9 years of this nonsense. Trust me. This show is every bit as stupid as it seems, for sure.
Okay, so let me see here. The Masquerade says, I did host at Go2Hex.
Yeah,
which was a special sort of show, and he put special in quotes. Mm-hmm. Pure chaos, to say the least, but I tend to enjoy them, so I'll give it a whirl. Like, you know, like nipple twirlies, like give it a whirl.
Right.
Let me see here. Frank or something? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the little, like the suction cups you put on. You got the little tassels you spin
for women. The word you're thinking of is pasties.
Mm. Pasties, thank you.
Yes, pasties are awesome.
I use like a glue to put like an adhesive to stay on.
Yeah, Mug does that all the time. Mug puts pasties on the time all the time. I've seen him.
Yeah, you're just jealous because I don't put them on you.
Oh God, yes, I'm so jealous, Mug. That you are.
He admits it. See, the thing is, he hides behind his sarcasm, but I know he wants me.
Oh man, you have no idea how much I want. Mug is very dapper, man. Like, he's, you know, he's got it going on, man. I'm more of a jeans and t-shirt kind of dude, but...
Are you done flirting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Back to the show. Back to the show.
Okay, so, anyway, I'm not going to read the rest of their conversation, but follow at Masquerade Pod and at GoToHex on Twitter.
Yes.
And find out more. And the Would You Rather.
Yes.
Our friend at Freak 5 Chaos. I strain when I say the word friend.
I send
like evil villain super dictator something.
I sense an El Paso on this one. That's what I'm sensing, an El Paso.
Okay. You didn't use yours yet. Okay. Would you rather have someone peg you or have someone sound you?
What are the terms?
Hang on.
I will explain because I know what both of these terms are. Pegging is to have someone fuck you in the ass with a dildo, like with a strap.
I know that one.
Yeah. Sounding is like the use of rods, typically metal, sometimes glass, inserted into the urethra.
Oh god, no. Why the hell would anybody do that?
Because actually, I know of one person who was born intersex, and his parents decided to, like, okay, we're going to just decide that he's a boy, and they did, you know, just did like cosmetic surgery to make him look like a boy, which gave him no external physical sensation, and sounding is literally the only way he can have an orgasm.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Woo.
Serves as a fine example of why parents need to leave their kids' genitalia the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that when I'm totally doing the other.
I'm taking an El Paso. Mug, your choice.
I would actually go with the sounding.
Oh, God! Are you crazy? Oh, my
Dude, you're
goodness.
Forgetting. I'm kinky as hell. There's a lot of shit I've already tried that I won't tell you about.
That's a little TMI, man. A little TMI there, man. So, okay, to recap here, this is actually really cool. To recap, Brake would...
Frank's just found his new passion, sounding.
Brake would take the option of the dildo, which I can perfectly understand that, and Mug will go the opposite extreme and take the sounding. And I am going to take an El Paso. Moving on. Do we have anything else?
So lame.
No.
Frank's so vanilla. He's actually so vanilla that he's become white, essentially. Is what we're
I would pretty much let somebody do anything else but that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unpleasant.
Oh!
It's just like this is one of the things. In both cases, lubrication is a big deal.
Hey, MXT says he just got the job as new director of the FBI. We're going to be getting into a little bit of that. I know I spam you guys with political talk all the time, but hey, why not? It's what we do on Grinders. We talk about RPGs and anything else we
want to
talk about.
Whatever the fuck we want to talk about. That's yeah, right. MXT, yeah.
Like sounding.
Dungeon Buster says there's a reason why I don't ask the medical professionals in my family about what they've seen today in the ER. Yes, I would definitely.
Yeah, actually, I met someone last night who is a pediatric ER trauma nurse.
Wow!
Like, holy fuck, that sounds, you know. So, yeah, basically, my job consists of holding, you know, of hugging people to hold them in, you know, together while the doctors.
Yeah, Freak Five says he has a coworker that said her mom had it done because her urethra was too small and because it causes problems with her being able to pee. That is perfectly understandable. That's yes. and Wyland's going to eat a baked potato. So congratulations, Wyland! You're eating a baked potato like a jackass. Just kidding, man. All right.
Because only jackasses eat baked potatoes, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So, all right. Any PSN sales this week or any other Twitter questions, Breakman?
I don't know anything about PSN sales.
There is a sale going on, or at least it was yesterday. I think it's still going on through through the weekend, where they have stuff from Sony Santa Monica Studio and Ubisoft are having some massive sales. If you've never played the God of War games, you can get all of them for like under $20, like the entire series for under $20, and they're all really good games, so they're worth. They had The Order 1886 for $4. Like you could get all of the, you could get a, on the PS4, you could get Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, Unity, and Syndicate for $30. And I mean, it's like there's a lot of other stuff. You can get like one of the Chronicles trilogy for $10. A whole bunch of stuff that's worth. You know, it's like if you know a lot of stuff on there. So it's like, yeah, maybe I'll check it out when it's cheap. And some of these prices are really, really fucking cheap. Like they have the God of War 3 remaster for $5.
So. Yeah, that's actually a really good deal. So
yeah,
yeah, man. So nothing else, right, Break?
Yeah, nothing else.
Okay. So what have you guys been playing?
I'm still nervous and upset now.
Why? Why? Oh, that would you rather took it out of you, didn't it?
Because basically, he's every time he sees a car antenna, he's going to think about sounding.
Why are you torturing Brake, man, Mug? Why? Why?
And I've been unable to for the past 2 weeks, so I have to make up for lost time.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right, gents, what have you been playing? We'll start with Mug first. What have you been playing?
I have been playing Mass Effect Andromeda, which I got for about 85 cents, and a little bit of BioShock Collection. And mostly the BioShock Collection I fired up just to see how it looks, and it looks pretty gosh darn beautiful. Yeah, it's very nice to see it in full HD at 60 frames per second.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always nice to see games like that, isn't it? I think that's an underrated thing, like seeing a game fully 60 frames per second.
Well, we know that, you graphics whore.
I am a total graphics whore, like I am.
Really? Did he just admit that?
No! That was being sarcastic.
Hell freezing over? What just happened here?
Jackass. No, hell is definitely not frozen over. My name in chat is Asmodeus, so I can assure you, hell is hotter than ever. And this room.
He can't pronounce that either.
Get the hell out of here, Mug. You want to be exiled? I'm exiling Freak 5 because he said something. Oh, he said I wanted to do both sounding and pegging. So you're exiled for that. And that's on the record. He was exiled before we even got on the air, guys. So
I will totally peg Greg. Because, you know, he's cute.
Oh, my God! Breakman, is the offer accepted? he doesn't even want to say anything. He's shocked.
Silence is assent.
Yes.
So that's a yes.
That's a yes.
Can I go home now?
Oh, man. Let's see. Freak 5 says, Malvi broadcast has a ticker of how long is it has been since Peter was triggered because sounding was mentioned. Oh, man. That's funny. I'm going to have to listen to that one, Freak 5, when I get a second. All right. So let's move on to Break. Break, what have you been playing? Unless you've been playing anything else, Mug.
No, that's pretty much it. I did purchase that... roguelike Castlevania game Dead Cells on Steam, but I haven't had a chance to fire it up yet.
Yeah. Ooh, roguelike like Castlevania, that sounds hard as fuck.
Yeah.
We actually covered it. We covered it a little bit on the show a while back. It's the one where like the layout of the areas is procedurally generated, but the individual rooms are not. So like the individual rooms were designed by by level designers. But the way that they all flow together is done with procedural generation. So it's like it all comes together a little differently each time.
That's really
interesting.
Yeah, and it has like freaking gorgeous animation.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I showed like the footage to Frank. And I was like, I'm hearing this, and roguelike and me are generally not two things that go together. But it looks so good and apparently plays so well. Like combat's really fun, and one of the ways that it works is that. You can you lose progress and stuff if you die, except like once you do stuff and you unlock abilities, your abilities stay with you.
Yeah, well, at least that's something.
Yeah, it's like I can deal with that. And the neat thing is, it's actually the game is actually in early access on Steam for like $14.99. But the reason that I actually decided to take the plunge on it, and I don't generally do early access, but it's the game is feature complete, and it takes about 10 to 12 hours to get through. And basically, what the early access stuff is for is they want to make it about twice as long. It's already a game worth playing and buying as is, but they're essentially just trying to make more of it. Like, that is a great way to do early access.
Yep, absolutely. I think that's a fantastic idea. Instead of the, you know, we're going to add shit later type thing, but just push this game out. You know, at least they're giving you a lot of content, you know. And it looks pretty. It looks, I made mention, it looks like Salt and Sanctuary, but I'll get on to that in a minute. Breakman, what have you been playing?
Nothing new. I play the same games all the time.
Halo.
Halo. Final Fantasy. Halo Wars and Final Fantasy Record Keeper. And Fallout 4.
Killer Instinct.
You know what?
No, I didn't actually play Killer Instinct this week, but I probably will later.
Kind of a dawn of a new era with us here, Break. We're going to have to start doing the same thing we did last time. Halo 4. Halo Wars. But you remember that?
Not Halo 5. You know, I wonder why.
No, I played Halo 5 also.
Oh, Halo 5.
Because it sucks.
Yeah.
I played it with friends as usual. Yeah. It's like the game that me and my long distance friends can play together.
Yeah, that's really cool, man.
All my friends who moved away because they prefer warmer climates.
Either that or they prefer being away from you. You could look at it either way, Brake.
No, it's warmer climates.
It's National Pick on Breakman Day today. Either that or...
And don't you know better than to kick a man when he's down, when he has a sound in his urethra?
How would that feel if you, like, squeezed on it? Like, yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. I it's painful just thinking about it, to me, anyways. I know it's probably not.
About choked on my beer. Thanks.
Okay, that's it. I've been playing Salt and Sanctuary. I'm about, what would you say, Mug? I'm to the Dead Man Tree boss, I guess. I think that's how you call it.
Is that the one in the Red Hall of Cages?
Yes.
Yeah, you're maybe 60% of the way through the game.
Oh, cool. So there's still plenty more for me to play. So
oh, yeah. And there's still some hidden areas that you've not even seen hidden along the top of the world.
Right, right.
Have you gone through the pyramid?
I have not.
Okay. So, yeah, there's still several areas that you've not been.
Yeah, yeah. Tons of shit that I haven't seen in that game. And I got to tell you guys, it is awesome. It's a great game. I know we've talked about this game before. I know I was aware of this game. It looks super interesting, but Mug was generous enough to let me borrow his Vita and play that game. And it's a joy so far. I'm kind of a grinder, and also I suck at playing it, but it's not frustrating. It's just a fun game to play, much like the Dark Souls games.
It has been entertaining to see you, like, when you go through, you get stuck on the boss, like the Kraken Cyclops or the Kraken Worm.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, motherfucker, so goddamn close.
Yep.
And then when you finally get it, you're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
I
usually let out this.
That comes, you know.
Yeah.
He runs around the house. He puts, like, a towel around his neck like it's a cape. Yep. Runs around the house in his underwear.
Yep.
Screaming like, yes, I did it, I did it, I did it.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, part of what Mug says is true.
Did you just say it's true?
Well, not that part, Break. I mean, I don't have any.
No. It's on. We have it recorded.
No, I have it recorded. You son of a bitch. I do get excited for those type of moments. You know, that's why we play fucking video games. Is like to beat bosses, listen to the story, escape for a little while. You know how many hours I put into that game, man, so far. And as Mug said, I'm about 60% through. I
something about 20.
No. Oh, no, 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 no. You have no idea, man. 54 hours into that game. That's how much I have.
I think I'm around 150 in Fallout right now.
Yeah. I wished I had a rig that I could, like, live stream shit so people could make fun of me how I play. But, you know, it would be fun just to do that, like, on off days. Just.
I still think it's funny that, since I let you use my Vita because it's basically just been sitting gathering dust.
Get out of here.
I've barely played my Vita in a long time. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I played through like East Memories of Celceta, in the English version. But I did that mostly on my PSTV. But since letting you use the Vita, you've played through newer games. You're still playing through Salt and Sanctuary, but you played through Axiom Verge and Salt and Sanctuary, where you've been like stagnating on the same like Marvel Puzzle Quest for months prior to that.
Yeah. No, I I'm in a position where I don't have access to a lot of the games. That I was telling Wyland on Twitter the other day that might be a little while before I get over there, but maybe sooner than later. I had some decent news today, so things are going along. They're humming along here. So it is what it is, and I am very grateful that I've had the opportunity to play that Vita, because I think that's part of why I've been kind of going insane, is lack of access to video games. But it's really cool. All right, so nothing else. Of course, I played Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I don't know what's going on in chat, but Wyland says, bawk, 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 bawk.
Oh, I know what Wyland's referring to. Wyland is referring to the day that I'm going to put him in his place and play Mortal Kombat X or XL or whatever the fuck that version is. And, when I get
he shows us videos of you being teabagged.
Oh.
Many. I want to see a teabag with every character.
Oh, no. With Wyland, I hope he records it so that way I can just take him to task and he can show you all the videos and, go from there. So there you go.
Wait, did you say take him to task?
Yes. Take Wyland to task.
He's developed an ego.
These delusions of grandeur are,
They're
just that. They're delusions.
No comparison to Donald Trump, okay? There is no similarities at all between me and that guy, so no.
Nobody brought that. Who? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, ego.
Nobody even went there, Frank.
That's who I thought you guys were talking about. You were talking about ego and all this shit, And
yeah, I'm just saying. So you.
Wyland.
Frank Branches.
Would you like crumpets with that, Wyland? Wyland, you're exiled. I think that's
here's a line that probably neither of you will get, but I'm fairly certain Wyland will. Oh, you're so Pringles. Why are you curling mustache at?
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, man. No, it's going to be fun. I will play Wyland.
Frank just said, I thought he, I'm assuming he means you, Frank. He played video games to escape reality, not relive it.
Ay. Freak 5, exiled. You're done. All right. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, we're right on to Stinkos. Let's go with yours, Break.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually have a couple of Stinkos. My first, I had last week. I wrote it down because, but I was waiting for you because it's sports related. It was just me and Eric and.
I
start talking about sports and he gets upset. You know how it is.
You know what? Yeah, he does get upset when we talk about sports. So does Mug. By the way, but now we have the voice of reason here.
It's two against one now, so yeah. He has to suck it up and take it.
Suck it up, Mug. Now that the voice of reason is here, we can talk sports. So go ahead.
Speaking of sports,
we're not referring to anyone on this call.
what?
Go on, Break. You are rudely interrupted by Mug. Go ahead.
I know. Very, very rudely interrupted. My feelings were hurt and everything.
So rude. So anyway, saying.
So anyway, back to what I was going to say. We finally learned who the worst sporting fans in America are.
Mm.
And I say in America because I know in other countries it's way worse. Like there's a lot of fighting going on in a lot of other countries. The only time murders happen is it seems in San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
But I apparently they are not the worst, even though they're murdering people in San Francisco. it's been a while, but apparently in of all places, Boston.
Yep. I've heard Boston's pretty terrible.
I did not know this was going on, but apparently every African American or black player, anybody basically of any darker skin tone, is subject to the N-word and being bombarded with crap.
Yes, this is
when they go to Boston, and apparently, from what I've been reading, it's a well-known fact that when you go to Boston, like, you're going to be attacked.
Oh, yeah. It's a definite thing in Boston. I don't know. In a way, it sort of makes sense because the and MXT left chat because he couldn't stand this shit anymore.
No, he had to go worship Trump real quick. Like, God, they're defending black people. Lord Trump, please.
Well, you guys know that MXT is the new FBI director, right? Like he said it in chat. He's going to be the new FBI director.
That's good. It'll work as long as he makes Lord Trump happy.
Yep.
His Lord Master Trump happy. He'll be
should
okay.
be perfect. Should be perfect fit.
apparently this goes on it's been going on for many years.
Yeah, it has.
Mm-hmm. And I guess they're kicking people out in the stadium if they do it, but that, like, it's not stopping them from coming right back.
Mm. I think they're instituting a new policy where if you do use racially charged words, you're going to be ejected and you're not welcome back. They did do that to one fan.
There's a problem I see with that. When I go to a ballpark, there are many entrances. The ballpark, you know, not just like the one main entrance. Like, you can come in from many different sides, and you know, it. I can see like that not being very well enforced.
Yeah, there's a point to some surveillance, like facial recognition and shit like that. I don't know if that's something that if that's a road that we necessarily want to go down, but. If they can't get it under control over in Boston, then something needs to be done. Like, the cops need to be present even more, you know, things like that. So, you know.
Nobody should be subjected to that kind of shit.
Let me get this in real quick, Breakman. I know you have another. His stinko is the return of Monday night, a woman in Des Moines killed her stepfather. She was at DemiCon last weekend, and her sister is engaged to a friend of mine. Man. Freak 5, I'm sorry, man. That really sucks. I don't even know what to say to that. I'm not going to send. If there's any way that we can get any messages over the air, we would be more than happy if there's anything we can do.
I do think it's telling, though, that, you know, you kind of skipped over this part. But
what?
I do think it's telling that he said, that, you know, he felt it worth noting in that same sentence that his other stinko was the return of you, Frank.
Mug, you are exiled.
I'm just stating the fact.
I just saw what I saw on the screen, man.
Yeah, like,
come on.
Really?
Okay, I'm going to read it off here. My stinko, the return of Frank.
That's,
Monday night.
They're making shit up now.
Et cetera.
It's a conspiracy. They're making shit up now.
Stop attacking the messenger, Frank. Yep. Like, that's not cool.
No. They are definitely.
That's not cool, Frank. He's just the messenger.
Nope. They are conspirators, and they're both exiled. Okay, moving on. Another one, break.
You know what? If I was their lawyer, I'd poke fucking holes all in that shit.
A sounding rod.
This shit thrown out of court within like 5 minutes. Case this fucking missed.
Break, man, I think you only have to worry about your holes.
This is over. That was the gavel. It's over.
Moving on, Freak 5 is exiled once again, but moving on. Go ahead, break.
I'm sorry. What happened?
Your other stinko of the week.
My other stinko goes to, and I wish Eric was here because I kind of want to explain myself better. There was a 8-year-old boy who committed suicide earlier this year.
A what?
Yeah, 8-year-old boy, boy. Apparently, and we're just finding out about it, really. This happened back in January.
Yeah.
But he killed himself because he was being bullied in school. There's a video now. Like, it just came out today, released of him being thrown up against the wall and then kind of being kicked and people like stepping over his unconscious body.
Yeah. Oh,
this
God.
Happened at school.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and here's where everything gets even more fun. Like, his mom was called, single mother, only child, and she was called and she was told that he fainted in school today. And later that night, he was throwing up, and his mom took him to the doctor with what she knew from the school, which was that he fainted.
Mm-hmm.
They released him from the doctor with he probably has a stomach flu. He'll be better. So, he was off school the next day, and then the following day he killed himself because he didn't have any stomach flu. He got his – he was attacked by a bully in school.
Oh, my God.
And the school covered it up.
Something?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like a perforated intestine or something maybe?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, there was the autopsy done on this child back in January, and they just found out like this is what happened. They're going to do a new autopsy on that child. They just ruled it a suicide, but now they're going to check for like other causes, like if there were internal injuries, stuff like that.
Oh my goodness, man! I feel bad all the way around for everybody involved, man. It's those are two terrible stories, man. But, God damn
so,
it.
So, I mean, so there was a video that came out, and basically the school had lied and they'd hit it and everything else. And Eric brought up, like, politics online, and I was kind of irritated because I was just listening to a radio show that the people were making it about race, they were making it about politics and everything else. And I'm like, just a child was is dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what this is about. A small child was dead, and the school officials, it doesn't matter what color their skin is, who they voted for, a child is dead, and school officials hit it.
Yeah, yeah. That's
if he was bullied and, he was knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
And he killed himself because he was too afraid to go back to school, I'd imagine.
Yeah, maybe he didn't even kill himself.
He thought he didn't have another choice. Like, this is
it's awful, man. No, it's okay, Brake. Like,
I think you're worked up.
You know,
this is kind of shit that really gets me worked up.
Since we're talking about serious shit here, Brake, this show is obviously very fun, and we have a ton of fun doing it. But you know, there are moments where each of us has to get some stuff off our chest. It's good for the soul, so to speak. Even though I don't believe in the soul, but you know what I'm saying. It's like a euphemism.
Yeah, getcha.
Yeah, but
so let's go back to more fun stuff. What's your stinko?
more fun stuff. It's definitely not as.
I'm sorry, but before I kind of want to apologize, Eric. I wasn't like coming at him for like I didn't want to like start a fight with him or anything like that. I was really irritated that people are making it about everything that shouldn't be.
No, you're
like,
right.
Like,
Batman,
this is because of Obama's politics. No, this is because of Trump's politics. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Dude, it takes all kinds, Brake. I know I'm being cliche with a lot of these things, but it's kind of how we figure shit out. You know, we look at these mistakes that happen over and over, and unless something changes, it's always going
to
be the
same. I
would just
like to point out that it's not my dog.
Yeah.
No, it's one outside.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. you know, all we can do is hang in there, Break. That's all we can do and talk about shit, you know. So
yeah, like I hope this mother gets some sort of justice.
I hope so too. Just like, I don't know if you guys heard, but the
I mean, there's nothing that's gonna bring her, like, is gonna restore her the way she was, you know.
Right. There's nothing.
Yeah, but some people need to be made to answer for it.
Yeah, some people need to be answered. She needs to be, like I'm saying, she needs to get some sort of justice, even though she can't be. She'll never be whole again.
You're right. I mean, a lot of firings, a lot of jail time. You know, stuff like that. Speaking of jail time, guys, is it time that Congress gets Trump out? I know you don't want to talk politics, Break, but we're on the verge of something very big one way or the other. Is it time to get rid of this ass clown, like, right now? Is it, like, can our democracy take any more of Trump? Can it? I mean, honestly?
I would not be sorry to see him go the way of the dodo.
I totally agree with you, man. I've been reading a lot and taking different sources. I do not listen to mainstream media anymore. I get all my information online from credible sources. You know, I never look at InfoWars or that nonsense or the opposite on the left or anything like that. But it's time for a change. It's time for politicians to stop taking the money and start thinking about America. That's what needs to happen. And Trump is, he's not the problem. He's a symptom of the problem. If anybody's ever watched Jimmy Dore, he explains it much more eloquently than I could ever hope to. But he's a symptom of the main issue, and the main issue is money and politics. As long as donors are giving, you know, corporate donors are giving huge amounts of money to politicians, we will never give a fair vote. Most Democrats and most Republicans take corporate donations, and you know, you can name most of them. But I know who you can't name, and that's Bernie Sanders. That's, you know, maybe Elizabeth Warren. I have to look a little more into her, you know, her stuff. But
they've all taken money at some point. I'd say, okay, 95% of them.
I agree. Bernie Sanders is part of the 5% Break. He has never taken corporate donations. He has a sterling record. He is a champion of civil rights, of a bunch of things that, you know, some people just take for granted now. You know, it's time for a change. I hope Bernie lives till he's 90 and he can be our president for eight years, come 2000, 2020. Or someone that thinks it almost alike and can do single payer for rich, poor. Doesn't matter who the fuck you are. We need healthcare. You know, stuff like that. I need healthcare. I need it. So, you know, and my dad definitely needs it too. He's a diabetic, so.
We all need it.
Yeah, we all need it. My dad has diabetes, and without insulin, he's as much as dead, literally. So when the people are saying we are going to die if this bill passes, they mean they are literally going to die if you pass it and don't give people health insurance or kick them off or make it any more difficult than it already is. You know, something has to give. Something has to give. I also have, speaking of health, right before the show, I almost blacked out. It was weird. I got up pretty quick. I looked outside and I almost blacked out. I didn't eat today, and that was a big reason why my blood sugar was really low. I'm not a diabetic as far as I know. I've been checked for it before. I'm going to go in again just to make sure. You know, so that's just how it is. Almost blacked out, but I feel much better now. And
yeah, so good times.
Yeah, good times. All right. Mug, your stinkos.
I haven't kept up with much stuff lately, but I don't really have a personal stinko. Just the, everything I've seen of the current state of politics, I think it's, you know, kind of a perennial stinko at the moment.
Politics are a stinko at the moment,
At the moment.
They've been bad for going back at least 50 years, Breakman. That's when politicians really started taking corporate donations, and now nothing can get done, you know. Whatever. Freak 5 says I was racist for saying blacked out. Get out of here, Freak 5. Come on, man. Let's see.
African-American out, Frank.
African-American out. I'm sorry, Freak. yeah, I passed out. Almost passed out. All right, let's move on to Sweetos. Mug, since we talked about your stinko, what's your Sweeto?
Well, my new job should start next week, so yay.
Woo-wee. That's cool.
Meeker to get that going.
Yeah, and after I get half of my money, you'll still have a bunch of money left over, Mug.
Yeah, because I totally owe you a money that, you know, yeah.
No.
Meanwhile, Frank's delusional.
All right. Let's see. Let's move on to you, Brake. You're Sweeto.
Did the dog just stop barking? Mm-hmm. That's good timing.
Yes, he did.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, he'll be right back. Okay. my Sweeto.
Bad timing, dude.
Yeah, bad timing. I didn't see anything. Oh yeah, shit. There it is. I don't even have it up here. All right. My Sweeto is I got to see my son today for the first time in a little bit. I mean I can't say anything more than that. It made me super happy. So no, Freak 5, it was not. Definitely not. I don't have a new Mrs. Branches, so there you go.
The question was that the new Mrs. Branches barking in the background?
Oh my god, son of a bitch.
It's a safe, I mean, granted, it is a safe assumption, but in this case, it's not true. I've met the girl that he's, cavorting with, and she's very pleasant.
Yeah,
it's
very lovely.
Does she have a good personality?
Yeah, she's got. Oh, you're asking Mug.
In the non-code sense, yes.
Mm. Well,
I'm gonna tell you said that.
I mean, okay, that's good.
I'm gonna tell you said that.
I mean, I will say that she's a very sweet person. She's very pretty, but she has spectacularly poor judgment in men.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, Mug.
What?
What?
I think I think we may have just hit upon something else. So what's this new revelation here, right?
Anybody got a sounding rod?
I knew you were gonna bring that up. Like I just anything but really, just anything but.
Yeah. MXT in chat said he loves sounding. So maybe you could talk to him, Break Ben. So you know.
He apparently also likes getting pecked by roosters. Yeah. He likes getting pecked by cock, apparently.
Yeah, he got pecked by cock. So there you go.
It sounds better than sounding.
All right. So let's see. Breakman, what is your Sweeto of the week?
Shit, I forgot. Oh, let me go back to sports. Reds are still playing really good baseball, and it's May. I don't know how long they can keep it up, but it's been
enjoyable. I was gonna actually talk to you about that break. Like the Rockies are in first place. What? And it's this late? Yeah. What's going on, dude? Are we living in them?
Oh, I do actually remember what my Sweeto was.
Oh, go ahead.
My Sweeto goes to the Denver Broncos.
Whoa, why is that? Because they took somebody off your hands or what?
No, nothing like that, unfortunately. If you took Adam Jones, I gotta love you guys so much.
Oh, no. None of that here. No. We win championships. We want to win championships, Breakman, not lose them. Go ahead.
They've enacted a new policy, which is it's still early and it's still being tweaked. I mean, there've been some problems with it, but they're working on it. They're trying to fix it. But a new policy for people who buy season tickets,
or
large groups of tickets, but then inexplicably those aren't the people that show up with the tickets.
Yep.
They have been revoking those tickets.
Yes, I in a way.
Which is – and for the people who don't understand what that means, what's been going on is scalpers, websites, and stuff like that have been buying up large amounts of tickets. They've been taking season tickets, just taking seats away from average customers.
Yeah.
And the Denver Broncos have found a clever way to counteract that. I like it.
Yeah, I like the idea on the surface
because you know.
Yeah, I like the way that they're doing it. The only problem that I have, there were a couple more than a couple.
Like
of people.
I said, it's not perfect. There have been a couple people. Like I think there was a soldier who obviously he was away
at
the time.
Right.
But from what I've heard, Denver Broncos are trying to they've been. Working on it. They've been fixing it with those people. They've been trying to make it right with those people.
Yeah, but see,
they aren't the problem. The problem are the scalpers who are
right. The scalpers is a huge problem right now with that whole scene going on.
It's not just in sports. It's in everything.
Yeah,
the scalpers ruining everything for people.
I actually think they should just ban scalpers from even owning those tickets, like corporate scalpers, not. People scalpers because you're never going to be able to wrangle everybody up, right? Yeah. Like it's never going to be.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like the average everyday scalper. Yeah. I'm talking about the people who buy hundreds of like the corporations, the websites that buy hundreds of tickets.
Yeah, enough is enough.
And they'll buy like the season pass that covers the whole damn season.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And the season – you know what? There have been people on that waiting list. There's a huge waiting list. The Broncos have been sold out since day one in the 60s. And there's like – some people have been waiting like 30 years for their tickets. And it's totally unfair to have to wait for scalpers to get their share before they get theirs.
Basically, companies just making money off of upselling the price of tickets.
Yeah. And they should.
That's all they're doing. They're buying them for what the regular price, so we can't buy them.
Yeah.
And then they're selling them to us at a higher price.
Yep. The regular consumer needs to be protected. If I buy a season ticket, I should be more than welcome to sell them for face value or whatever the fuck I do to somebody. Most likely, give it to a friend if I can't go, whatever. So.
Like if you legitimately own your own like season tickets, like you've spent $2,000 or whatever it is for season tickets, those are your tickets and you should be able to spend them. But that's not what we're talking about,
Yeah, no, it's completely different. But I was just looking at the standings break, man. I can't remember a time this early in the season where the Rockies were at a 639 winning percentage.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, 23-13. I think that 23. No, the Houston Astros have 24, but we are right behind with 23 wins. So this team.
God, I don't remember when the Houston Astros were a joke every year.
I know. I remember that too, Blake. It's so weird. Now they're like a powerhouse, and maybe the Reds and Rockies are going to start being powerhouses, man.
That'd be amazing.
So. It'd be cool.
I'm down
man.
With that.
Yeah. I would love to meet the Reds in the National League Championship. That would be totally fun for us, man, and the show, I think. We could place wagers and,
Oh, no.
Yeah. I like placing.
It's not like football where it's just one game. It could come down to seven games and Like,
no,
seven bets. Like,
No. Just one bet, who wins the series type thing, I think it'd be fun. We'll see how things shake out, Break. Okay. All right, let's see what else we got here. No reviews. Anybody have any reviews of movies, games, or anything like that?
Ooh.
I will review everything on PS4.
Everything on the PS4. Okay, I'll be back in about.
On the PS4. I know. Yeah. It may take me a while because, it is everything.
Yeah.
But no, actually, everything is the name of a game on the PS4 and the PS Vita. And it's this weird, you know, surreal, vaguely psychedelic, less of a game than an experience, that's very philosophical, graphically very simple. It's like you start off, and you start off as like a deer or an elk or something. And it's like, okay, you're just in this kind of barren landscape, and it looks kind of like it's high res, you know, like early PS2 visuals, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then you push forward, and then you start to move, but you move in a very strange way. You don't so much animate as the creature that you're controlling flips forward 90 degrees, like instantly from frame to frame. There's like facing forward, face down, upside down, facing backwards, and facing up.
So like in a block, like if you had...
it's like if you were to like roll a block and it was just going straight, that's exactly how it would do, except there's no interstitial frames. There's just four frames for this movement. And basically the gist of this game is you can go around. It's like if the idea is if you can see it, you can be it. Like you can shift back and forth between all these different creatures, and you collect all these little snippets of this philosopher Alan Watts lectures, and it just all this interesting stuff about how the universe is connected at all these fundamental levels, and all these differences we perceive between different things are mostly just perception, and all this other interesting stuff. And it's like it's very chill. There are no enemies or anything like that. It's just essentially it's a collection game when you get right down to the basics of like what it is. Like you find things that you have not occupied yet, and you're like filling up a checklist. But it's the process of being in this game is what's interesting, because you can go down to the subatomic level, or you can go as expansive as you can be like a lenticular galaxy. And you can go like move over towards a spiral galaxy, and you can become the spiral galaxy.
Yeah.
And then it's very, very, it's hard to explain. But like
I was going to say, you sound like Ant-Man, but I don't think I've ever seen him become a galaxy.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's like you're not changing.
You're the Atom. You're only supersized.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's like in essence, but I mean, it's like you're not a deer that's swollen to the size of a galaxy. It's like you essentially shift your perspective to that of whatever thing you become. Yeah. Like you can be a blade of grass, you can be a stop sign, you can be a car, you can be a building, you can be a continent, you can be a planet, you can be a moon, you can be, a star, you can be, a whole solar system, you can be a local cluster, you can be a galaxy, you can be, and it just keeps going, further and further in and further out. Oh. And the idea behind it is illustrating how the relation between all these.
You've never said lesbian porn star.
lesbian porn stars are not well represented in the game.
Oh, God, then it's worthless. That game is worthless, man.
I don't know.
I want my money back.
It's quite entertaining, and it's like, God, I was like, I wish I could get high while I'm playing this game at the moment.
I would shorten to that to, I wish I could get high.
Yeah. Although I actually may be able to do that now, because I've already done the drug test.
Ooh, how nice.
Free podcast says, can you be a woman's bicycle seat?
Oh, my God, that would be a – yes.
Free podcast. Yes, you would be able to be a woman's bicycle seat.
Can you guys believe it? I actually agree with something Freak 5 says. I would like to be a woman's bicycle seat at some point.
It is a strange thing.
Yeah.
Well, you were married.
I still am, Brake.
Sorry. I know that's level. I feel bad now that I said it. I apologize.
Yeah.
I feel really bad now that I said it.
Hell no, Freak. Freak is asking me if I'll share my stash with Mug. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Get out of here.
I've got a stash right next to me.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You leave that shit right on the alone.
The show ends. Frank's running downstairs.
You leave my stuff alone, good sir. Or should I say bad, sir?
Smells good.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You better put that shit right on down. Right on down.
My face is in the bag.
What's that?
My face is in the bag.
Oh, my God. Get your goddamn nose out of there. You son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
Oh, so, Frank.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've partaken of your weed.
Get out of there, man. And you, Breakman, you're exiled too, you son of a bitch. He's talking shit about me in chat, man. You son of a bitch. You know what? All I got to say is one thing, Break. Sound off, my man. Sound off. You know, I thought that was
one,
nice,
two, three, four, one, two. Oh, not
three, four. Oh, man. That's how you do it, Mug? Ew. Okay. So, yeah. What else we got going on?
Just wait until I'm done with you.
Speaking of, what would you give everything so far? The game?
It would... It's really hard to rate like categorically, but I'm really enjoying it, and it's the kind of game that I will go back to and I will play for like half an hour or whatever, probably for quite a while until I collect all the different things in the game. But I would honestly give it, I would say about an eight out of ten.
Yeah, that's awesome score, man. From what I saw, I liked it. What did you not like about it so far, Mark?
Some of it, I'm reaching a point where it's getting harder to find new things.
Ah.
Because things are getting, I'm having to like dig a little, a little deeper and go a little further to find different things that I haven't already encountered.
Yeah.
The game is set up so that it feeds you like little bits and pieces of like these philosophical lectures and things, and those alone are really what's kind of the. Kind of the rewards, just because I'm not sure I fully agree with what this guy is saying, but he makes some interesting points, raises some interesting ideas, and it's interesting to think about. So yeah, I mean, it was $15, and I'm definitely getting my money's worth out of it.
So. Yeah, well, that's cool, man. I'm happy you're having fun with that.
You can never complain about getting your money's worth.
No, never. That's why I usually wait on games a little bit, unless it's obviously Dragon Quest. I wait to. Kind of,
I've been thinking about it. I think I'm going to, we don't know when South Park's coming out, but I think I'm going to wait a little bit because I've played so much of Fallout, I might as well, kind of
finish
play
it
through
off.
The DLC and stuff like that. It would be weird to kind of stop and then play something else. But
I was going to mention something here. There is a flash sale going on PSN, and a couple of the things that stood out to me just glancing on this list. Axiom Verge is only $9.99. Doom, the new Doom, is $19.79, and that's a really good game.
Thank you. Thank you so much for interrupting Break, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. he's welcome. He knows I'm willing to – I'm here for him.
Yeah.
But Mirror's Edge Catalyst is only $9.99, which is not too bad. Slain Back from Hell is $5.09.
Yeah, there you go. Some good deals for sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff on there, but that's just the stuff that kind of jumped out at me immediately.
Yep. All right. What were you going to say, Break?
What was I talking about? Because an ad popped up and totally distracted me. I was going to say South Park is supposed to come out in the spring, right? Spring ends June 23rd or something, I think.
They pushed it back to an indefinite release date.
Yeah.
Why didn't we talk about that? How come that's never came up? We talk about RPGs. God damn it! Walking off this show.
Doug, you can't
walking
use my
off. Be walking away from you weird perverts with your car antennas and stuff.
for you, Break, we'll get one of those extendable car antennas.
Yeah. Let's try to get Eric on real quick just to say hey. He's in Vegas. We need to ask him how things are going on in Vegas. Let's see if I can get him on here. And while that's going on, hey, Eric, are you there? Eric the Great, are you there? Are you there, Eric the Great?
Yeah.
All right. How's Hello? Vegas, man? You're in Vegas right now. How is it?
Oh, you're waking up. But,
hey,
and it's kind of noisy in here, but.
So you're having a lot of fun then, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I know you did the slot Zilla. You ate there. You had a good time. What else are you doing? What else are you planning while you're there? Did you hit up the Bunny Ranch? That's the burning question on everybody's mind. Have you hit up the Bunny Ranch? Nope, you have not. Oh, so you haven't done it yet. Yeah. Well,
why? Why not? Because it's not crazy. It's fucking legal. Like you're going outside of Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, like, you're in Vegas, why would you not do this?
Well, in Vegas, it's legal, but, like, the Bunny Ranch is outside of Vegas. It's in a county where it's completely legal.
I don't think it's something I do by myself, and I don't think anybody else
would. Wait, it's a group activity?
No.
Hey, guys, let's go to the Bunny Ranch.
Eric, we're going to have to let you.
Car, we're going to the Bunny Ranch.
Eric, we're going to have to let you go, bud. You're breaking up, and we're not coming through to you, bud. But I'm glad you're having a good time. Have a ton of fun out there. We're looking forward to you talking about your trip next week, all right?
I do want to mention before I leave, though, about my homie discount for the week.
Yeah,
and go for it. There's lots of stuff on PSN on sale right now.
Yeah, I think we went over some of it. Mug went over some of it. But anything in particular you want to plug?
If you're interested in Risk and Rain at all, it's only like $350.
Yeah, there you go. All right, my man. Have a great time, dude. We're looking forward to hearing about your trip, bud. Stay safe out there, and looking forward to have you back next week, man.
Bye bye.
And go to the Bunny Ranch later.
Yep, go to the Bunny Ranch. All right. That was Eric. He's out in Vegas doing what I wish.
It's always fun to walk around in Vegas, and you see those really, really, really old men with like a woman who's maybe 25 at the oldest, and
super hot. She's like, at the bar,
and like a foot taller than him, and like really, gee, I wonder if she's a call girl,
right? You gotta wonder, you know.
And like, there's no cops like saying anything. Like they're just walking around like it's normal. Like, oh, okay, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
going to get the most out of Eric next week that we possibly can on his experience in Vegas, but it's getting too hot in here, guys. I got to go.
I just want the pictures from Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, I know, man. Golly. All right. Freak 5,
you know what? That can't be the only place around, actually. He could probably find someplace cheaper.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
The Bunny Ranch, that's got to be expensive.
Yeah, it's super
expensive. Now that I think about it, it's probably really expensive. Can you go like to the Tiny Rabbit Ranch or something?
The Little Fox Ranch, you know, something like that.
Is there a Cougar Ranch? They can't charge as much, ranch. Right?
Is there a sounding ranch by chance?
I hate you. I'm out of this. God damn it.
Hey, guys, we got to do plugs, man. It's getting too hot in here. I'm sweating. So, Breakman, your plugs, please.
I'm violated, man. Leave me alone.
What else, sound man? I mean, Breakman.
Break_man.
your new Mega Man villain, the Sound Man. Sound Man and Peg Man.
That's awesome. Oh, what else? Anything else, Break?
Follow me at RP Grinders and Would You Rathers. And if I see the word sound, or you know what, if I see the letter S, I'm just going to erase the email or the tweet or whatever. I'm just erasing it and I'm moving on. If there's an S or an O or a U or an N or a D in the letter anywhere, I'm just gone.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
Yeah. Real quick, Eric says,
I need a therapist. Thanks. Not a therapist.
Thanks. You definitely need therapy, Break. We are all in agreement on that, right, Mug?
Yes, I would definitely.
Okay. Eric wants real quickly to say his Stinko is firing Comey or whatever the fuck his name. I think it's Comey, not Comet. Yeah. But yeah, we'll get into that.
That's lovely. Time. Depending on which political party you say you're on, like,
dude,
you're
they're
angry,
both
upset.
Pieces of shit, dude. They're
I know, like, they've all shown nothing but hate for this guy.
Hate and love. Points. Hate and love.
Yeah, it's
love.
Like 1 minute they love him, the next they hate him, yep. And just depending on which political party it is.
Yeah.
Like, if Trump had fired her back in January, like, the Democrats would have been happy and Republicans would have been mad. And
yeah.
It's Mug. Just, like, obviously you guys only fucking, you go by what your party says. That's all you assholes are all about.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have, I just remembered something that I do have a stinko.
Wayland, you're awesome, Wayland.
Real quick, due to licensing issues, Alan Wake is disappearing from digital storefronts.
Oh my God, so get it while you can, if you don't already have it.
It's a great game, you can get it for super cheap now, but it's disappearing from Steam and from Xbox Live.
Oh shit, so, that really sucks, man.
And it's basically just because they've got licensed music in the game and licensing issues. I guess they couldn't renegotiate it. I'm surprised I didn't see something about, like, patching it out or something.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Yeah, regardless, it's disappearing. Pick it up and the DLC. And you can still get, like, the collector's, like, bundle thing on Steam for pretty darn cheap. And it'll give you, like, the original game, the both pieces of DLC, the American Nightmare, like, standalone follow-up. And a bunch of, like, bonus stuff, and it's really worth getting.
Yeah. So. Any other plugs, Mug?
Now you can find me on Twitter as @MoriaMug. It's MoriaMug.
All right. As for me, follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. I don't have anything major to say on there, but it'd be cool to say hi. You know, I don't bite much unless you're super hot, a super hot chick, you know, then we can talk. But no, seriously.
If she's hot, you're going to bite her?
No, you know, I'm just saying, no, you know.
What? No, yeah, that is what you just said. Don't try and back out of this
come
shit.
On, man.
What's this about? You're going to bite women. Like, are you
I'll talk to you after the show about these things, break man.
Well, let me see your nipples, baby.
I don't have any sounding quips for you, Breakman, but I know that Wyland and Freak.
Fine, you win. I'm leaving.
All right, guys, that's all I got. Check out Alan Wake and check out Salt and Sanctuary. Great, great, great game. I love it. I will play it to its finish, and then I will have a detailed review when I do, which I'm guessing it'll probably be 2 or 3 weeks. So there you go. All right, guys, anything else before we take off? Nothing. Okay. I'd like to thank Sound. No, never mind.
there is actually one other thing. Freak 5
Wait. I've got it. Break's new favorite movie, The Sounding of Music.
Hated that movie. That was already my I have a tie for my least favorite movie, and Sound of Music is one of them.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for finding a way to make it worse. and Freak 5 Chaos sent me a picture of something I can only imagine he wants to insert in his urethra.
Oh. Okay. Anything else, Breakman?
The other worst movie is Freddy Got Fingered.
That movie sucks, man. It's awful. It's almost as bad as The Sounding of Music.
Freddy Got Sounded and The Sounding of Music are now my worst ever movies.
All right, guys. Take care.
Two worst ever.
Take care until next week. And, you know, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Take care, everybody.